What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, I don't know if we're going to pull this off in Missouri or not, but I hope so. If you've been following along, the conservatives in the Freedom Caucus here in Missouri tried a couple of years ago. I remember talking to a number of people about this at the time, trying to get Missouri to switch to a 7-1 congressional map because it just makes sense. We've gerrymandered a couple of districts in Missouri to guarantee they'll go to Democrats, but only one of those is required by the court, and that's the one in St. Louis, the first congressional district. The one in Kansas City is not, and it's time to mix this up to reflect the fact that this is a deeply red state. Same thing they're doing down in Texas, and now some of their legislators have up and flown the coop to New York to hide. We've got Dan Snell with us this morning, of course, a political analyst and a leadership expert. And Dan, how are you?
I'm doing dandy, Mark. Always great to be with you and Kim and your St. Louis listeners.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it doesn't show much leadership to me if you flee the state instead of standing and fighting your ground in Texas.
Yeah. Texas is not a very good look for the state of Texas overall, for the Democrats for sure, for just running instead of staying and articulating and trying to do what they're elected to do, and that's convince with words and actions and facts and figures. That may not be what best serves the constituencies that they serve. And the biggest challenge, you know, in all of this is I hate to see the whole country with, we've got so many good things happening that President Trump is doing in his efforts. But then we get this just creates division across the whole country. Like, as you said, we're talking about it in Missouri and Ohio and Indiana. And I hate to see I live in Kansas right on the Missouri border. And I hate to see the division that takes place anytime when an issue just causes people to stand up and say, you know, this is not right.
The Democratic lawmakers who in particular fled the state to Illinois have said, well, we're just going to stay here until the special session's over. And then it basically would, you know, not allow them to vote on this. Now, by the way, I do understand that this vote also is involving funding for the flooding victims. So that it's not just about redistricting. So they're holding up that as well. But nothing would stop Governor Abbott from just continuously calling special sessions, right? Because he said
right,
that's what
yeah.
he would do.
Yeah. And he has said that I'm just going to continue to call special sessions. So they'd either have to stay out of the state or or return. And I think Governor Abbott's done such a great job. He's always been a shining example of a good governor that's active, and he's an overcomer in the, you know, his physical challenges. I hate to see that he as a person now becomes someone that has, you know, is this right? You know, there's a book, as your conservative listeners probably follow, I read a book that says all things are permissible and lawful, but they're not all helpful and building up. And in Corinthians, you know, the Bible talks about that. And this is permissible what they're doing. Although, I mean, this is just me. And I wrote the Winston Candidate. You know, I talk about, hey, we're here to serve and be consistent and make use wisdom. I don't know if this is good, because it the consistency of this is that, hey, we do a census every 10 years. Yes, it's legal and lawful to be able to do it at any time in midterm. But in Texas' case, just in 2022, Governor Abbott signed his 10-year redistricting. So I understand the what and the why. But in this case, I don't know. It's just not a good look.
Well, you know, we had a guest on earlier who's a legal expert with the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky, who pointed out that what happened in 21 in Texas was forced by the court. Like they drew the districts one way, and of course it was challenged by the left, and the court came in and told them, threw that out, and told them they had to take this different one. So this would be their chance to fix that. And I guess my problem with it, Dan, is that the Democrats have done this exact same thing in Illinois, in California, in New York. You know, I think Kristen Welker pointed out to Pritzker this weekend, look, 44% of your residents voted for Donald Trump, but you have a 14-3 count on congressional seats. Only 3 Republican seats in the entire state of Illinois, even though 44% of your voters voted for Donald Trump. So it's very biased in one direction. I personally don't have any problem with Texas doing to the Democrats exactly what the Democrats have done to Republicans in a bunch of other states.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying and agree that we should review. But is it something we should just do in a knee jerk, or should we really look at this as a better way to how do we redistrict that makes it consistently fair for the long term? Because I hate to see America get into a what you might call swap shop politics, where who's ever in the White House then has the ability to ask governors to do changes. I try to look for, you know, serving all the people consistently over time, and this is just dividing us. And I just do not like the country divided. It's okay to agree to disagree, but not when you're threatening. You know, St. Louis, I say with a smile, St. Louis and Kansas City, we have differences, right? And over the years, it's always, oh, Kansas City doesn't always like St. Louis and vice versa. And what happens is we have a situation that's not good for the whole state of Missouri.
Well, that's probably sports more than anything, right? But now we have to root for the Chiefs because we don't have an NFL team. And
we have to help make sure that they can I give them a huge renovation for their stadium.
Exactly.
Chiefs and the Royals.
We're paying for that now, too, all the taxpayers.
Exactly.
Are. All right, Dan, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're always great to be with you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.